just steamrolling into a brand new week. Welcome to, we're going to start by putting pressure on quarterbacks, just like we put pressure on you to have a good week, like chase it down. Chase down success on this Monday.
Yeah. Have a high motor when it comes to having a good week, please, and thank you.
How about a high motor Monday? What's wrong with a high motor Monday?
Have some bend around the edge. Let's get there. Let's get to where we need to be this week.
How about an explosive first step? Okay. And then you
violent hands.
Violent hands.
Win at the point of attack.
Sure. Yes.
Win wide base.
Monday is your point of attack. Woo! Whatever meeting, whatever you have in front of you today, chase it down. Chase it down.
Who leads Auburn sacks this year, Brad? Go.
I think it's Jared Smith.
Okay.
And you know how I will hyperbolize something at the drop of a hat. Does Jared Smith have a chance? Yeah, a little bit. Works terribly.
Does Jared Smith have a chance to be the greatest Auburn Tiger ever? Is that what you were about to say?
What I'm asking is, does Jared Smith have a chance? Does he have a chance? I'm just asking the question, Zach.
Yeah, ask it.
That's what we do. Okay, I'm asking the question.
Yeah.
Does he have a chance to put together a top 10 season in sacks in Auburn football history?
What does that need to be?
Well, let's get into that a little bit. So, can you name the 11 Auburn players that have had 10 sacks or more in a season? Don't look it up. Don't look it up.
I can't look it up?
No, you can't look it up. How many can you name? Can you name the player that had 12 sacks in a season? It's only happened once. So we start today's show, and this is, you can play along at home too as you listen or watch. How quickly do you name it before Zach names him?
All right. Is Carl, what is it again?
Okay. 12 sacks in a season is Auburn's single season record.
Who did was it come it? From an end?
It did not.
Nick Fairley.
Correct. Yeah, okay. That's kind of the giveaway hint there. He had a dozen in 2010. Okay. Now, 2, 3, 4 guys have had 11 sacks in a season.
D. Ford.
Yes, in 2013, he had 11. The others are earlier than D.
Kevin Green.
Yes.
Earlier than D.
Yes. The other two are later than Kevin Green. They're not earlier than Kevin Green.
We're really narrowing it down.
Right. Yeah. So somewhere between 1984 and 2013 is what you're
working. I don't know. I don't know.
The other two are Craig Ogletree in 89.
I've never gotten that.
And Gary Walker in 94.
Okay. Got it.
By the way, what do you notice about years in which Auburn had a guy with double-digit sacks? So far, we're talking 2010, 84, 89, 94, 2013.
National championship contending teams.
Yeah. We're talking about SEC title, national championship contending or winning. You're talking about big success.
All right. Now, so I'm thinking, you know, after that.
Yep. There are six that have
Jeff Holland needs to be up there.
He had a 10-sack season, yes.
Carl Lawson?
No.
Antonio Coleman?
Yes, 2009.
How many did he have? He had 10?
He had 10.
Wow. Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him. What about Q?
Yes, Quentin Groves had 10 in 2006.
All right, how many am I missing?
You're missing 3.
Can I get a year?
2003. Played a long time in the NFL.
Yep. Yep. I'm blanking on his name.
New York Giants.
Harbor?
No, close. Reggie Torbor.
Torbor. Yeah, Torbor. I could like picture it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. There's two more. One from the 80s, one from the 90s.
What year is the 90s?
94.
I won't get the 80s one.
94. So in 94, Gary Walker had 11, and this guy had 10. Holy crap. By the way,
that Wayne Hall. I won't get either of these. I don't know.
All right. 94 was Mike Pelton. think about this 1994 team just for a minute, all right? Coming off the undefeated 93 season.
Yeah.
They had Gary Walker with 11 sacks and Mike Pelton with 10. What a nightmare for opposing quarterbacks.
Insane. That'd be so fun to watch.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. The other in 85, Gerald Robinson also had 10. So there's the list. Again, let me run it from 10 up to 12.
Do you have the all-time leaders that single season? Do you have all-time? Yeah,
I do. There are two that are tied with 26. Do you want to guess those or you want me to just lay them out?
Well, I'm thinking through the guys that we just talked about, but who played like at a high level for multiple years.
Yeah.
Quentin's up there, right? Is Quentin one of them?
Yeah, he's one of the two. Yeah, Quentin Groves had 26.
What decade is the other one in?
80s.
That's we're talking about, as we just said, right?
Yeah, it's Gerald Robinson.
Okay.
82 through 85.
I don't really know anything about him. I need to learn more about Gerald Robinson.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard. Like, for you, your fandom started, what was the first season that you really, like, as a fan? I'm not talking about as a you know, content guy.
04 is the first one I really remember.
Yeah. So for me, like, probably 92, 93 is the first one I really remember.
Yeah.
So that would be like me going 04, back.
I would have been 11, which is really when you start to kind of get into it. So
Gerald Robinson played a long time in the NFL. He was a first-round pick. I mean, Gerald Robinson is one of the great defensive players ever at Auburn.
Yeah, but I mean, to be tied after all this time, too, be tied for the lead in sacks, that's incredible.
And he came in at the beginning of the Dye era, like year two through. So, like, as they're really getting off the runway and launching, he was here the same time Bo was here.
Is there anybody in the top 10 or so that played like fewer years than everyone else at Auburn?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a guy that only played 3 years with 17.
So he's probably recent then, right?
Yeah, fairly. He's not the most recent guy, but yeah, he's recent ish.
Was he on the list of that we just talked about?
No, he's not on the single season list.
Is that Carl?
No. Carl Lawson is not on here.
That's surprising. I need to look that up. I remember him getting back there more.
Corey Lemonnier.
And then, like, I'm thinking of
Corey Lemonnier, by the way, had 17 in three seasons.
Lemonnier.
Yeah.
We forget about him.
Mm-hmm.
First round pick.
Mm-hmm. But his last 2 years here were 11 and 12. And that's
Yeah. Right.
We just don't think about those years.
I mean, nor should we.
The most recent guy on this list played in the 2020s. And it's simple when you think about it. You go, oh, yeah, of course.
Played in the 2020s.
Yeah, finished in the 2020s.
And this is all time?
Yep, all time. 19 sacks in a four-year career.
Oh, Hall, Derek Hall.
Yeah, Derek Hall. Yeah. Derek Hall, seventh all time with 19 sacks. Willie Whitehead, Leonardo Carson, Corey Lemonnier, Marlon Davidson all had 17.
Forgot about Marlon.
Yeah. Reggie Torbor, 8th place career, 18 and a half. Derek Hall, 7th place with 19. D Ford, 20 and a half, 6th place all time.
Okay.
Tie for 4th, Craig Ogletree and Tracy Rocker, 21 Tracy sacks Rocker. Again.
Yeah.
Hey, again, go back. For younger fans, the 80s, the decade of the 80s, like, you think Bo Jackson, and understandably, those defenses were absolutely ridiculous. Defenses.
Well, and I'm thinking about these sack numbers, and I mean, pass rushing snaps, I'm sure we're down. You know, we don't have, you know, there's no Pro Football Focus data that goes back that far, but I'm sure like pass rushing snaps were down dramatically.
Yeah.
It's like, I bet their win rate, like, if you're using, like, you know, today's analytics, like, I bet they were insane.
That's a great point. Yeah, because they're running 70% of the time.
Yeah, right.
That's a great point. No, but
you're
these guys,
a great point.
Thanks. But like Craig Ogletree, Tracy Rocker, Gerald Robinson, all coming from the same decade.
Wow.
And,
what a run.
They're all top five ever. Third all time is Antonio Coleman, 24.5. Fourth was Tracy Rocker, Craig Ogletree. So
Antonio Coleman's third all time?
Third all time.
Wow. What years was he here?
06 to 09.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
That's cool.
And he was a monster from 07 on.
I thought he was later for some reason.
Yeah. Sometimes we think about him and we want to put him on the 2010 team.
I would have guessed that he was like 09 to 12 or something.
Yeah.
But nope, not the case.
He was undrafted in 2010. He went undrafted in 2010. That's crazy. Oh, well. Had an all-conference year in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Cam and Nick were the only people that the NFL wanted. So.
Well, that was 2011 draft. I'm talking about the 2010.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. You're right. Here I am doing what you just said. We want to put him on the 2010 team. Yep.
All right. So does Jared Smith have the explosiveness, the win ability, the playmaking ability to have double-digit sacks this year and have a top 10 single season type of year? What do you think? Gut feeling here early May.
If I had to guess if Jared Smith gets 10 sacks or not next year, I would say no.
Okay. Okay. You just don't think he wins enough matchups? Do you think they're playing teams?
It's hard.
Quarterback.
It's hard to get 10 sacks. And also, you know, Durkin rotates guys in and out. I think Durkin's defense also kind of the intent and goal is to open up things for linebackers.
Yeah.
If I had to pick somebody on Auburn's defense to get 10 sacks, it would be Atkins.
Okay. Okay. Again, just because of the nature of the defense, right?
Yeah, I mean, Xavier Atkins is pretty good, but yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He led Auburn last year with 7, right? So, I mean, he was the closest last year. And I think the guys on the edges were better last year than they are this year. When you look at the two that got drafted in the first three rounds with Keldrick and Kieron, and even the depth of having, you know, Amaris and then Jared Smith kind of being the backup to Kieron. So,
you know how many players in all of college football had double digit sacks last year?
It's not many.
17.
Who wears number 17 football? For Auburn?
Xavier Atkins. Very good. Byron Brown.
National championship confirmed.
How many of these guys came from the SEC? Let me see. Nobody. Xavier had 9, by the way.
Oh,
Xavier
really?
Atkins. Xavier Atkins is the... No, I'm sorry. Colin Simmons from Texas had 12.
Xavier had 9?
Xavier had 9 because he had 2 assisted sacks.
Got it.
8 solo, 2 assisted for a total of 9.
But I definitely stand by Atkins having the best shot for 10.
How about that? Yeah, I didn't realize that.
And another thing to think about is, you know, I've hopped on a bunch of shows talking about Keldrick and Kieron, you know, just people wanting the Auburn flavor of it.
Yeah.
And I have to explain to them, like, how bad of a situation the Auburn defense was put in game after game after game. And so, you know, a big concern is, especially for the Tennessee Titans fans, of like, why did Keldrick have less sacks this year? And it's like, in the second half, there was no reason to throw the ball against us.
Yep.
Not one. Because, and I'm explaining to them like how dire the offensive situation was. And I'm like, the Kentucky game, they got to 10 points. And it's like, we're not getting to that. We're not scoring 10 points. It was the most like awful feeling in the world. They're like, are you serious? And I'm like, bro, go back and watch it. It was awful. It was absolutely awful. And so with this offense, if it happens the way we think that it will, and Auburn may have, you know, a lead in the third quarter.
Yeah.
You're going to have more opportunities for these guys to get to the quarterback. So I think that's a part of this as well. So if Atkins got 9 last year, if he plays the same, I think he gets to maybe 11 or 12.
Do you think that they use him with the same level of aggressiveness, or do they maybe put some of that on Melendez or Bryce Diaz, or there are other linebackers who fill that role and Xavier maybe drops more or, you know, plays a little more straight away?
I think the others are better in coverage.
Okay.
Than him. Melinda's the one who had 2 picks last year. And then Bryce Diaz, I mean, we saw a little bit of it at A-Day. Like, he's got the ability to essentially be your nickel if you need him to be. So No, I would say Xavier Atkins, go get him.
Yeah.
Go get him, because that's what made him an All-American a year ago.
Gotcha. Yep. So he was just on the outside of that top 10 list. I do think it's interesting, too, because Golish said a couple of weeks ago, or maybe 3 weeks, I don't know, sometime during spring practice, that to play bend but don't break with the style of offense Auburn plays, like complementing the offense with a bend but don't break defense would be insane. So I think you see even more aggressiveness, more blitzing, more pressure from Auburn defensively this year, just based on that comment.
Yeah, I think there's going to be more emphasis on turnovers for sure. And so how do you do that? You force bad passes. How do you do that? You do that by pressuring the quarterback.
Yep. All right. Let us know what you think.
I don't think you have edges that can consistently win without blitzing. So I think they're going to send some guys.
And it may matter, too. Like, if you want to make the case for one of Auburn's edges having double-digit sacks this year, the point you made about maybe having a lead in the second half. If you have a lead in the second half and you're being chaotic up front against a team that needs to pass more, maybe presses a little more, then maybe you have a chance to do that. So, all right, let us know what you think about that. I thought that was a fun and, you know, kind of a fun way to start a brand new week. It is May 4th, and I have to be honest, Zach, I'm not the biggest Star Wars guy, but you're going to see May the 4th be with you all over the place today. Teams are going to do social media graphics. I've already seen a couple today, and it's going to be all over the place. You're more of a Star Wars guy than I am, right?
I've seen all the movies.
Uh-huh.
Watch some of the shows.
Okay. I've seen the first three and the second three once. That's it.
In order of release?
Yes. Yeah. I saw none of the ones that were put out like past 2005. So I got nothing in that world. So I ask you, if Auburn coaches were Star Wars characters,
oh wow,
who would they be?
Huh.
Like, is Alex Golish Auburn's Obi-Wan Kenobi? Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. Or is there someone who better fits the Auburn football coach?
I would say Auburn fans should want Alex Golish to be Luke Skywalker. Because he's the one who actually brings down the Death Star. He's the one who, you know, realizes, you know, the dark side of the Sith and, you know, takes down Vader, which, you know, of course, in this scenario, the Death Star and the Sith is, you know, Tuscaloosa. So I would say that he's Luke Skywalker, because Obi-Wan's just kind of like the ultimate assist guy.
Yeah.
He's there, hero behind the scenes, which I would say you could argue that's DJ Durkin in this situation.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Interesting.
You know, his, you know, Qui-Gon dies, who was training Obi-Wan. That could be Hugh Freeze. And then it was his time to step up and take over the situation.
Okay.
He did a decent job. And then when it was his time to, you know, make sure Luke was ready to go and to train him, you know, that's kind of what DJ Durkin did in the, you know, the transition process. So I would go with those two being that.
All right. That's impressive off the cuff for you to be able to come up with that. And again, I don't know whether I don't know how close you are or not. I'll have to rely on fans in the comments who know more about the Star Wars.
Like, I'm not super, like, I've seen them. I've seen them all multiple times. So. Yeah.
I think
all that was accurate.
How about, could you do other sports coaches? Like if we said Stephen Pearl, what Star Wars character would most closely fit Stephen Pearl? I know I'm putting you on the spot with all this.
Yeah. I don't know, dude.
Okay. All right. What about Butch Thompson?
I don't know.
Is there one for Butch Thompson?
I feel like Butch Thompson's like Yoda. Like, he's been here the longest.
That's so good.
He's so accomplished. Talks kind of slow, like Yoda.
Doesn't have to yell.
But when it does, when it's time for him to do that, You know, you see him get after it, right? You saw that in, what was it, game three against Oklahoma this past weekend?
Yeah.
Just like, you know, everybody was shocked when it was time for Yoda to fight Count Dooku when he started jumping around everywhere. Yeah, Butch Thompson's totally Yoda. I feel pretty good about that one.
That's awesome. That's spectacular. I love it. And all right, I can say this, Auburn Stormtrooper uniforms. Okay.
Yeah.
With or without Bada Get a Blue, to bring that up from last week. With or without Bada Get a Blue, Stormtrooper uniforms, best in college football.
Best in college football.
Yeah, absolutely. The best uniform in college football is Auburn's road uniform. With white cleats and a white face mask. I don't care what happened in Penn State in 2021.
I don't know, Brad. You know, the ones that I like the most is Ole Miss's baby blue unis.
No. See, you don't really believe that. You're just stirring the pot now. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm trying to keep it with the Star Wars theme here and extend an olive branch after last week. We completely accurately brought up to everybody that Bada Get a Blue is an official secondary color.
Trying to think of a character for Steven. That's where my brain is right now.
So the only
I also want to give somebody Kit Fisto, who's like the most, like he's one of the background Jedi in episode 2 and 3, but he was my favorite growing up. I loved Kit Fisto.
So a background Jedi, would that be like Joel Gordon, who's the offensive coordinator? I mean, people put the identity of the offense with Alex Golish, but Joel Gordon has run it.
Do you know who Kit Fisto is?
Not a clue. Not one.
I'm going to show you.
Okay.
I think his character design is really cool. Kit Fisto.
Oh, all right. I like that. Yeah, that's a cool looking character.
Yeah, Joel Gordon could be Kit Fisto. I don't know why, but sure. Great.
So I went to Germany about 15 years ago, and I was there for a high school graduation to start a family trip. And we went to this high school graduation, and I was told, don't go to sleep when you get there, because if you'll stay up until it's nighttime in Germany, then it'll help your body regulate better. So we were in this auditorium. There was a twilight haze coming through the windows. They were speaking German. I don't know German. I don't know the language. And then a high school band played the Star Wars Cantina theme.
Interesting.
I have never felt so much like I was in an actual, like a dream in my life. Dead tired. All I wanted to do was sleep. Didn't know a word that was being said. And then a high school band. Please think about the cadence and the tempo at which a high school band would play the Star Wars Cantina theme. And in that daze, I'm trying so hard, toothpicks in my eyes to keep them open. And then felt like a dream. Felt like it was not real in that moment.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Did that do it for today's show?
I think, look, that's all I'm sorry. That's all I have to add to the Star Wars flavor.
What was your favorite movie? Do you remember?
I don't know. I didn't care about any of them. Quite frankly,
no, I get it.
I tried, but I don't know. I don't care.
Yep, I get it. All right. That's it.
All right. Thanks everybody for watching or listening. Please subscribe. And remember, until next time, everyone has vices. Make sure Village Vice is one of yours.